Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. We have made it to another month. So welcome to July. For those of you who may have read the title and wondered what a beauty mark is, allow me to explain. In season one, I used to have this moment in the show where I gave you something that I pray would have stuck with you permanently. Since this is the Blemished Beauty Podcast, what better metaphor to use than a beauty mark? So that's exactly what this is. This episode is a short reflection that I hope sticks with you. And I pray that it changes how you think about things. And if you like these beauty marks, make sure you reach out to me and let me know. And I'll be more than happy to include more of them throughout the season. Now, I hope you guys have enjoyed the first month of season three. Shout out to the men who helped me bring awareness to Men's Health Month. I wanted to do something for the men because I feel like men need their flowers too. And they live in a world where they are not appreciated, they are not valued, and they are not supported. So I wanted to give them a safe space and allow them to express themselves and kind of give us ladies insight on their heart and how they feel. And bring awareness to the fact that they hurt too. So to Reverend James H. Glover III, Mr. Thomas Croft, Mr. Charlie Nice, Mr. Terry the Guru Little, and Mr. Thomas Barron, thank you for your vulnerability and your transparency and allowing me to be your safe space while navigating through your healing journeys. I chose to take this approach with season three and dive into mental health because how we think truly alters our behavior. This is why June was dedicated to the men. And this month for July, we are tackling minority mental health. I didn't even know that was a thing, you guys. So how crazy or ironic, I should say, when I was mapping out the season and I wanted to bring life coaches on, that it would be strategically placed in the month of July, which is the month that brings awareness to minorities and their mental health. I wanted to do this because we are focusing our attention, or at least I want us to focus our attention, on living life more abundantly. And that all starts with the mind. Now, these life coaches, they'll be stopping by to chat with me. And I do have one that will be on a Friday night. So you guys have to make sure that you tune in for that and you make sure that you follow me so you get all the notifications concerning the lives and the pop-ups and the beauty marks that I'll sprinkle along the way. I pray that you guys enjoyed this month just as you enjoyed last month. It's time to own our scars, you guys. and embrace the normal way that we've been taught to think. It's time, you guys, to embrace the truth. And the truth is, it's okay to not be okay. We must utilize the outlets we are given because Jesus and therapy truly go hand in hand. I know most of us, or most of you, celebrate the upcoming holiday, 4th of July. So when you get a moment, make sure you take in everything that you've been through. True independence and freedom is not just monetary gain or the ability to provide for yourself and your family. True freedom is a lifestyle. You have the freedom to make choices and decisions that bring you peace. Choose to release yourself from any person, any place, or anything that hinders you from achieving your goals. Whether it's a relationship, a job, friendship, or a mindset, it's time to walk into your purpose. And it's time to live more abundantly. We have been given a new day, and we have been given a new month. So it's time to shift our focus. Now, family, it's time to take full advantage of all that life has to offer. Pour into yourself as much as you pour into others, and watch how things blossom for you. I pray you all have an amazing week, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.